Food insecurity increased during the pandemic, and not just in classrooms. According to recent data from the Greater Boston Food Bank, 1 in 3 adults in Massachusetts are food insecure. We spoke with advocates about this data earlier this month. One farm in Concord is working to decrease that number by growing their own vegetables and distributing that produce to local food pantries and soup kitchens. With me now is Jennifer Johnson, the executive director of that farm, which is called Gaining Ground. Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, good morning, Carrie. Thanks so much for having me.
So can you set the scene for us on your farm right now? What does it look like? What are you growing and distributing this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So today in the Boston area, it happens to be a brilliantly beautiful summer day, blue skies, and so things are hopping at the farm right now. We grow about 40 to 50 different varieties of fruits and vegetables, and things are totally popping at this point. Kale, spinach, carrots, you name it.
That sounds delicious. Well, I'm wondering, too, is there an easy way to describe how your farm works and what operations are like there now?
Sure. So Gaining Ground, we're in our 27th growing season, and we are a sustainable farm that grows organic produce, fruits and vegetables, and gives it all away for free to people who are experiencing food insecurity. We do this by working with hunger relief partners throughout the area. And we also do it with lots of helping hands. We have about 2,500 volunteers who come and work and learn with us on the farm each year.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the seasons and how that impacts your organization and operations?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So we're in New England, which means that we are dealing with the weather in this part of the country. And we generally start our first seeding of the year in our greenhouse in February. And we have different structures on the farm, greenhouses. Some are heated, most are not, that actually allow us to get crops into the ground a little bit earlier than certainly most home gardeners and other farms. And it used to be that Gaining Ground would just distribute its food between April and November. But in 2020, we sort of always had known that hunger is not seasonal. And in fact, if anything, there's more food insecurity in the winter months when local farms are not having surplus. So we made a concerted effort to actually begin growing in our unheated there are structures that are called hoop houses, and we are now distributing food during 12 months of the year. Those winter crops that we grow would be a kale mix, some spinach, carrots. We're certainly not able to grow the variety that we can grow in the summer and not the volume, but we're doing this to help make a dent in food insecurity. And in fact, last year we grew and distributed about 100,000 pounds of food and gave it all away to people who are experiencing food insecurity.
So one of the first questions that came to my mind when I heard about you guys was, why grow your own food to combat food insecurity? It almost seems like that would be a little bit more work than getting donations, of fresh veggies from grocery stores or other distributors.
Yeah, so, that's a great question. And I know that this program has been spending a lot of time on food insecurity lately. You've had several guests talking about it. It's a systemic problem which requires a systemic solution. And at Gaining Ground, one of the things that we have is access to this unbelievable piece of land. And the farming know-how. We're now in our 27th growing season. And so we have decided to sort of lean into our wheelhouse, which is growing an incredible amount of food on a very small footprint of land. We're cultivating currently about 3.5 acres of land and producing, like I said, over 100,000 pounds of food per year. And we see that as our role in the larger structure of being able to have an impact on this larger problem.
Great. Okay, Jennifer, I want you to hang out with us, but I do want to bring in another voice to the conversation. Tom McGowan is a volunteer on the board of directors with the Sudbury Community Food Pantry, which gets produce from Gaining Ground. Tom, nice to have you here.
Happy to be here.
So how long has the pantry been working with Gaining Ground, and why did you want to partner with them?
We've been working with Gaining Ground for roughly the last 2 years. Why would we want to partner with them? Because produce and fresh produce is one of the things our clients, the families who come to us, really need and can't afford. The two items that are most expensive, not only for them, but for all of us, okay, is meat and fresh produce. We feed roughly 100 families per week. I don't even know how we started with Gaining Ground. The wonderful thing is the relationship has been very strong. I've actually done pickups there myself. The farm is beautiful. The process, they pick in the morning, okay? They rinse and repack it. And by 10 o'clock or 10:15 exactly, we pick it up from them, bring it back to the pantry, break it down, you know, depending on the assortment of produce, the mix of that day, and then have it available for our clients by noontime. This is the freshest, out-of-the-ground, best-looking produce. You can't find it anywhere better.
Well, Jennifer did mention lots of different yummy, delicious vegetables that are growing this summer there. What types of food are really popular right now in your distribution, would you say?
In our distribution, just because of the kind of COVID-sensitive model we have, and because the produce, the mix changes, okay, every week, we put a mix available, okay, to all of our clients. So I would love to say in our old model, which was a shopping model, we could allow people to say, okay, I want more bok choy, or I want more lettuce, or sweet garlic, okay? But now we give them a mix, okay? And once again, we're covering a lot of different ethnic groups, and I wish we could say we could let them, but we've got to be safe at the same time.
Now, the pantry was founded in 1990 in response to the recession at that time.
Correct.
Right now, we're exiting a global pandemic, arguably another time of uncertainty, but I'm wondering if you can talk about the need that you're seeing for food right now.
Yeah, it is continuing to grow. Year over year, last year to this year, our growth in clients has gone up by 27%. And when I say a client is one entire family, okay? From pre-pandemic times, we're up over 68%, okay?
Wow.
We've got to be more streamlined than we ever were before, and we've got to be more sensitive because we don't know when the next variant of COVID is coming. So the need is there, and it is continually growing.
Well, Jennifer, jumping off of that, Jennifer is still with us, the executive director of Gaining Ground. And listening to Tom talk about this need for food, are you seeing similar need across other partner organizations?
Absolutely, 100%. In fact, you know, we have a waiting list of people who have approached us asking for our produce. And unfortunately, there's more demand right now than we can actually give. But I wanted to just jump a little bit on what you had asked Tom about the choice and things that are popular. And one of the things that Gaining Ground does is we are in conversation with our partners throughout the year about the types of produce that their clients like, that are requested. And in addition to the more common vegetables that I mentioned, that, you know, the carrots, the lettuce, the spinach, we grow a lot of specialty crops as well. And these are one of the things that our hunger relief partners really appreciate is that, you know, they are never going to get donations of, you know, fennel or fresh herbs or some of the, you know, more specialty, you know, radishes that are actually very much requested by a lot of their population. And we are responsive. We're growing specifically what they ask for. You know, granted, we can't grow bananas or pineapples. You know, we are limited to the climate that we're in. But to the extent that we can, we're growing specifically what's requested by our clients.
And then quickly, Jennifer, if people want to help with food insecurity with this issue, how can they?
Yeah, so that's great. The first thing that I want to mention is, you know, we've been talking about these rise in food insecurity. And so if people who are listening, if they're experiencing that themselves, highly encourage you to look at resources like Project Bread to make sure that you can get the help that you might need. We would love for folks to come out and volunteer with us on the farm. a way to, you know, really physically have a hand in growing food and distributing it to people who are in need.
Great. And Tom, what would you say if people want to help? How can they?
Donations are wonderful. Okay, and go to our website, Sudbury Community Food Pantry, or to our Facebook page. We are totally a volunteer organization from top to bottom. We're volunteering our time, but we need money too, okay? And that comes in from everybody out there.
That was Tom McGowan, a volunteer, and he's on the board of directors with the Sudbury Community Food Pantry, and Jennifer Johnson, executive director of Gaining Ground. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, two friends on a mission to run a 5K in each of Massachusetts' 351 towns. I'm Carrie Young. This is Radio Boston.